This is WCRB in concert for Bach's birthday. His music is a constant, a part of every concert season here in Boston and around the world. And some of the pieces that we hear in concert halls are familiar touchstones to many in the audience, like the 6th Brandenburg Concerto played here by the Handel and Haydn Society. At other times, we hear the ways his music inspired other composers, as in this transcription by Ferruccio Busoni, played by Marc-André Hamelin for Rockport Music. And through it all, Bach's music never fails to astonish through its craft, its invention, and, most of all, its humanity. Performances from the Handel and Haydn Society, Rockport Music, the Celebrity Series of Boston, and Boston Baroque are coming up on WCRB in concert for Bach's birthday. I'm Brian McCreath. When Johann Sebastian Bach was born on March 21st, 1685, he was the next in a long line of musicians in the Bach family. The fact that he joined the family trade isn't surprising. That his work in that trade became foundational to the entire history of Western music, well, that probably wasn't expected by anyone on that early spring day in the little town of Eisenach, Germany. Eventually, though, Bach himself made the determination to leave his mark on the world, which can be seen in how he organized his own life as a musician. That's the organizing principle behind a book called Bach's Musical Universe by Harvard's Christoph Wolff. He's been one of the world's preeminent Bach scholars for decades. And this book, published in March of 2020, is a sort of guide for this program, which brings together performances from around Boston to celebrate the birthday of J.S. Bach. You'll hear the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque in one of Bach's culminating masterpieces, as well as the Australian Chamber Orchestra in a Celebrity Series of Boston concert that included a very different, but equally stunning, collection from late in the composer's life. And from Rockport Music, pianist Marc-André Hamelin performs Ferruccio Busoni's incredible arrangement of a work Bach wrote for a single violin. First, though, it's a piece Bach wrote early on in his career, one that, according to Christoph Wolff, reveals quite a lot about the composer as a young man. I'll fill in the blanks of that story for you after this performance of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in a 2018 performance at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. These are the period instrument orchestra musicians of the Handel and Haydn Society in concert from WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you.
performed by the Period Instrument Orchestra musicians of the Handel and Haydn Society in 2018. That's Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. This is WCRB in Concert for Bach's Birthday. I'm Brian McCree. The piece you just heard is one of the relatively few surviving concertos by Bach. We can't know how many similar works he wrote, but there are probably many, many others that we'll just never know. But part of why this one survives is that it's part of a collection Bach assembled as a gift to the Margrave of Brandenburg. And in assembling these six concertos, Bach was demonstrating, certainly to the Margrave, but also to himself and anyone else who came across them, a certain facility with the ways instruments work and a technical prowess in composition itself. They were written over a number of years, individually, during a time when, as Christoph Wolff writes in his 2020 book, Bach's Musical Universe, he made the, quote, choice to delve deeper into music composition. He determined that he would no longer focus primarily on keyboard performance and genres, but would begin to explore systematically the possibilities and potential of the orchestra. And from that same concert you just heard, here is more of how that determination played out. The Handel and Haydn Society performs Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in concert from WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6, part of a collection assembled by the composer out of what may have been dozens of concertos written over a number of years early in his career. It's a collection that, through its variety and depth, was brought together by Bach as a sort of demonstration of his abilities, a pattern that would continue throughout his life, as you'll hear. This performance was given by the Period Instrument Orchestra musicians of the Handel and Haydn Society in 2018. And as we await the reopening of concert halls in the coming months, you can still enjoy the musicians of H&H in online performances, including a program available this week that includes, among other works, music by Bach's son, Carl Philipp Emanuel. For more information, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's also where you'll find links to the other presenters and ensembles on this program, including the Celebrity Series of Boston, Rockport Music, and Boston Baroque. Again, all of that is at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. It's a Bach birthday celebration on WCRB In Concert. And if the number of concertos that have survived the centuries is minuscule in relation to the number Bach actually wrote, the situation with vocal music is a bit better, but only a bit. According to Christoph Wolff, the vocal works that have survived represent about two-thirds of what Bach actually wrote. It would be amazing to know what some of that lost third sounded like, but we can also be glad for what we do have, including the motet Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, or Sing to the Lord a New Song. Here is that piece in a 2019 performance at Symphony Hall. Harry Christophers leads the Handel and Haydn Society in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
From a 2019 concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, Harry Christophers led the Handel and Haydn Society in J.S. Bach's Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, or Sing to the Lord a New Song. On this 336th anniversary of Bach's birth, you might say that the theme of that piece is largely what motivated and inspired Bach throughout his life. His customary signature for autograph scores was Soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. Coming up, this celebration continues with performances by Marc-André Hamelin, the Australian Chamber Orchestra, and Boston Baroque on WCRB in concert for Bach's birthday.